Marty here in for Cooper. We have Kira in for Una. And this is something now that I have been dying to hear about, how someone can be such a massive fan of, obviously, one of the biggest artists in the history of music. But Kira, first of all, you have tickets to go see him.
Kickstart. I
do. Tell me about it.
So I was in the office in around, it must have been January time, don't know. It was January, February. It was, it's a long time ago now. And I was desperate for these tickets. I did not think I was going to get them at all. I was had about 12 computers open in the office. I had everyone signed up to get these tickets. And I got to the point where I was like, I will do anything. So I was like, I made a joke, which went a bit too far. And I was like, I will get his album title tattooed on my arm if I get tickets.
And who did you say this to?
Everyone.
I think
in the office.
No. I think I said it to Maggie and Donald overheard.
Ah, that could have been.
Oh,
and he has
big
not
mistake,
let it down since.
Big mistake letting Donald hear anything like that. Okay.
So, I think I've talked about it nearly week after week on this show.
Yeah.
And I finally made the big decision and I got it tattooed.
So what, hold on a second. You have got a Harry Styles tattoo whereabouts?
On the inside of my arm. I also have two more.
But what?
I have two more as well.
You've got three Harry Styles tattoos?
I have three. Now, they're not... There's a story behind one of them.
Okay.
That, like, it's not really about Harry Styles, but okay. I just... Obviously, I love Harry Styles, so I kind of made it about him.
Yeah.
But about 3 years ago now, I was just driving along the road, as you do. Warm summer's day, put the window down. It's really warm.
Uh-huh.
A little wasp decides to come in.
Oh, no.
Sure, I decide to flip my car three times, as you do.
What?
As the song Keep Driving by Harry Styles played in the background.
Wait, hang on a second. I don't know. How am I allowed to react to this?
It's okay.
She's alive now.
You're alive and you're here, so I can laugh about it. Thanks, Donna. Sorry, the wasp caused you to obviously crash.
Yeah.
But you were listening to Harry Styles' Keep Driving.
And I kept driving into a bush.
No. Oh, I don't know how to react to this. This is a really awkward moment on radio for me. I'm like, ha ha, who? But are you okay? Are you mentally okay?
Blink twice if you need
PTSD? Hello? ring, answer the phone, trauma. Oh my God, okay, so you then...
In memoriam, I got a tattoo.
What happened to the wasp? Is he okay?
You know what happened to the wasp? I got lifted out of the car by the firemen.
Oh,
next thing I hear, buzz, buzz, buzz.
No, he was chilling.
Yeah. Must not have been a Harry Styles fan.
Sorry, I did not know this story. Guys, what are you doing, like, hitting me with this randomly, like, putting me, all my emotions on this wild roller coaster? Okay, so, anyway, you got the tattoo, that's great, and then you got the tickets.
Got the tickets.
The tickets, were they, like, mad money?
Yeah,
which means that the prize that we're giving away, along with the spending money and the accommodation, is worth a lot of money.
Oh, a lot of money.
Wow, okay. Kira, I just hope you're okay. I'm not a therapist, but I feel like one right now. Breakfast rolls. Okay, Donald, what do you have for us this morning, eh?
Today, 22% of young people say this is the first thing they do when they wake up.
Kira.
I know. Well, I was just like, well, I may as well.
You're like, well, I'm the young person in the room, so.
Well,
your opinion matters.
I actually don't.
I don't know.
Well, we don't know the answer, Donald.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true.
Well, you're a couple of years younger than me, so, like, you're allowed to be younger. But, you know, you are young. What's even young anymore? Like, don't they say 30s are the new 20s because people are living to 100 these days?
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
I feel young, Marty. That's all that matters.
And you look it, you handsome young fellow you are.
Aww.
Young, talented, handsome man. Kira, what do 22% of young people say it's the first thing they do when they wake up?
Well, me personally, I snooze about 7 of my alarms. Because I did that this morning and I will continue to do so.
The first thing you do is snooze.
Yeah, first thing I do is snooze.
I thought that was an older person thing. That's okay.
That's a very good guess. Yeah, no, it's not the answer though. No.
What about check social media?
Yeah.
Good God.
That's an issue.
It is an issue, especially waking up in the morning after the Oscars.
And you see Jesse Buckley and you're like, oh,
you see the real star of Ireland. Yeah. And then you see everyone else who wants to be like cool and try to be influential online. Oh, look at me. I'm outside the Oscars. My life is made. Oh, look at all you povs out there. Not outside the Oscars like me. I
get
literally.
It out, Martin,
no, I'm sorry. Just
let it out.
Ireland influencer. It just drives me up the walls. Like seeing people outside the Oscars harping on about as if they made it. And you've got someone like Jesse Buckley winning Best Actress and being so humble and so stunning and really representing us. I can't. I can't do it.
I feel like this is a therapy session today.
It's just having followers does not make you important. Sorry.
Get that out of t-shirt.
Tattoo.
Exactly. Kira has a Harry Styles tattoo. I've got a having followers doesn't make you important. Yeah. Is social media the answer?
No, it's not. But no. I'd say that's a higher percentage. That's definitely...
That's probably 90%.
I'd say something like that, yeah.
Okay, right. You're listening right now. 087-1102-107. Donal has hit us with 22% of young people say this is the first thing they do when they wake up. What is it? Send us a text. Donal, what did you have for us this morning?
22% of young people say this is the first thing they do when they wake up. Okay. What is it?
Tommy, what do you reckon?
Morning, iRadio. Tommy here in Roscommon. I really thought the answer was going to be check social media or check WhatsApp or something like that. But you said there it was. But I'm wondering, is it, do they make green tea? Or drink water, or something like that.
The drink water thing, fair enough. Green tea? Kira, do young people make green tea
in
the morning?
I can't confirm.
You don't do it, do you?
No.
It's a very good habit, I think, to get into.
Is. And then there's all matches and kind of weird things people have now and stuff like that.
Being fancy, trying to pretend I have money. Go on.
It's not the answer, no.
No, it's not. No. Okay, Philip, what do you reckon?
Is it 22% of people wake up and go, oh no, who's that beside me?
Philip, it's young people, not old, not old married people. 22%. No, that's very funny, though.
It's not the answer, Philip, but I do like your creativity. Yeah, I think it could be true. That could be higher percentage as well.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, what? I don't know. What everyone does in their own time is up to them. Yeah. Your life, YOLO.
Young or old.
Young or old, exactly.
Yes. This could be to do with Philip's answer. The answer is 22% of people say they wonder why they stayed up so late in the morning.
I can confirm.
I wondered that this morning. So does that mean I'm young?
Yes.
There you go.
Kira, you can stay. Kira's making us feel young in the show this morning. Unbelievable. Great way to start your first ever breakfast show. I love it. Are you
on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled. Grind it. Just
a little bit. No, all of it. Well, hello. Marty here in for Cooper. We got Kira in for Una, and we are about to give you a word, and the answer to every question has to rhyme with that word. You've got 30 seconds to answer as many as you can. The highest score at the end of the week will win the contents of Una's drawers. What's in there? We don't know this week because Una's not in this morning.
Nope.
But it tends to be a decent enough prize. So if you're listening right now and you'd like to play tomorrow, we can let you know how that could be you in just a bit. However, we do have Leah on the phone. Hi, Leah.
Hello.
Good morning. Where in the world are you, Leah?
Morning. I'm in Mullingar right now.
You're in Mullingar right now. And tell us a bit about yourself. I believe that you want to be a vet one day.
Yeah, I'd like to be a vet one of the days. In the future, I would.
I think
yeah.
that's such a wholesome job. Exciting. Such a wholesome job. The job satisfaction you get out of it. Incredible. So, are you studying that at the moment?
Yeah, I'm studying animal science and PLC right now.
Okay, and how's it going? Going okay?
Yeah, it's going good. Yeah, I have exams soon. I'm still studying for those.
I don't miss that. I don't miss that at all.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So you've decided to take a little bit of a break. Come on and try win a prize on the radio. I like your style.
Yeah.
Leah, you know how to play, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay. Just got to rhyme with the word as many times as you can in 30 seconds. You got this. You know, you're an intelligent woman, I can tell.
Yes.
You're studying animal science, and now, right now, I don't know what we'd call studying this, but you're on the radio. You're going to give me your best shot. Kira is going to tell you your word. When she tells you your word, I'm going to start the 30-second clock, and then it's off to you, okay? You ready to go?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Let's do it. Kira.
Hi, Leah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so your word is C. S-E-E.
Let's go.
S-E-E. Okay.
I have a herbal cup of this before I go to sleep.
Pass.
I have to wear a brace on my leg because I've injured my what?
Leg.
Do you want another go? I'll keep going. Tres is Spanish for what?
Sorry, say that again.
Tres is Spanish for what?
Oh,
Leah.
Oh, sorry. Tres is Spanish.
It's okay. It happened and it happens. Because it happened last week, didn't it?
It did happen last week, yeah.
Don't worry about it, Leah. It's all good. It happens. You came on the radio, had a bit of fun. You said leg. The answer was knee.
Sorry.
You don't need to be sorry. That's okay. You don't need to be sorry at all. It happens. Communication issues. You know what we'll do? We're going to blame me and we're going to blame Kira. Yeah. Because this isn't our show.
It's my first show. Just okay.
So we'll take the blame for that one, Leah. Yeah. Best of luck with the exams. And hopefully one day I'll be bringing a puppy into you. You'll be looking after them for us and giving us a cheeky discount. Is that right?
Yeah, that's grand.
That's grand, yeah. Leah, have a great day.
Thanks, Leah.
Bye.
Thank you. See you.
Bye. Not me, like, actually asking for a discount on the radio after that. No, I feel really, really bad now.
You're old. Yeah.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
Marty here in for Cooper, and we've got Kira in for Una. Good morning, Kira.
Good morning.
Una's essence is still lingering in the studio. It's Paddy's Day tomorrow. Una took a swipe at you, Donal, didn't she?
For a change, yeah, she did, yeah.
You guys are like siblings, aren't you?
We are, yeah.
Yeah, he's love and hate each other at the same time. To put it into context, Ria, Donal's accent would suggest that he's English. No, he's not. Donal's Irish. Aren't you?
I am. I define myself as Irish.
That's okay.
Even though I sound you say that as if you're trying to just pot. Yeah.
No, you are. You are absolutely Irish. However, there was a clip going viral online that Una heard it and saw it and she thought of Donal and sent it to Donal.
Yes,
essentially
did.
Taking a swipe at him with it. And this was the clip.
Hey, just a heads up, mate. I'm not going to be working next Tuesday. It's Paddy's Day, innit? I'm Irish, so we get a bank holiday. What are we celebrating? I think it's like the invention of Ireland or something. Listen, I don't ask you why you don't work on Christmas, all right? Yeah, well, this is my Christmas.
Yeah, double slanters to you too, mate.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you English people to understand. Okay? I'm not the first Irish person to be interrogated by the English, and I won't be the last. Yeah, I don't care if I was born in Slough, all right? My poor ma didn't raise me to be answering spreadsheets when the country's turned green. I've got the good shirt ironed, I've got the bacon soaking, and I've got the Kerrygold out to soften. I'm a man on a mission.
That is a man with an English accent talking about how Irish he is, and Una sent that to Donal, saying, yeah, this is you.
I'm offended, Una, but thank you for thinking
like,
of me.
What, tell us about your Irishness, though. Like, what makes you Irish?
I was...
Whoa. Kira's like, I don't believe you. Where's your proof?
I was brought up, I did Irish music since I was born.
Yeah.
Played Irish trad music, getting football all the time.
Yeah.
Irish dance for about 15, 16 years of my life.
Wow.
Started an Irish music festival in Manchester.
You did, yeah.
And my granddad started the parade. He was one. He was the founder of the parade in Manchester, the Irish parade.
Like, you are more Irish than me. Yeah.
But you said it.
No, but you are, though. You have done way more things that would reflect what an Irish person does than what I've done.
Okay, well, do you accept that I'm Irish then?
I've never not accepted.
Oh, okay.
I'm just playing into this for the sake of...
50-50.
Yeah, Kira's 50-50. Well, in that case, if you're 50-50, let's put an English man to the test, shall we?
Go on, yeah. What's this, the Are You Irish quiz?
Are you Irish?
Is that what we're doing?
I'll just ask you a couple of questions.
Just a couple.
Just a couple of questions, yeah. So we're going to ask you. And then, Kira, you have to try and answer them as well, actually.
You prove your Irish as well.
Kira's like, wait, I didn't sign up for this.
No.
What's the name of the lead singer of Kingfisher?
Eddie. Is it Eddie?
I mean, like, it could be.
See, I can't remember all three of them. There's two with the same name, Owen or Eddie.
No, I want his full name here.
Can't think of his full name. It is Eddie. I can't think of his second name.
It is Eddie, correct. Eddie Keogh. Okay, we'll give you that one.
Okay.
Do you know that, Kira?
Because
the stereotypical one to jump to now would be the likes of you two.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's like, you two are right. No, we're going with the current transition. Mm-hmm. Donal, tell me the years that the Great Famine took place. Kira, we're coming to you next, by the way.
1830s, 40s.
Give me a time frame here, you know what I mean?
Oh, like a duration?
Yeah.
I don't know when it ended. I think it started in 30s or 40s.
Okay.
But yeah.
Kira?
I got a D in history, so I don't think I should have to answer
this. It's about getting an A and being Irish. Donal, you're actually pretty spot on, yeah. Started in the 40s, ended in the 50s.
All right. Okay.
1845 well to 18. Well, Kira's like, well done, Kira. This isn't working out too well for you, so it's not. I mean, this one is just like, at the end of the day, when I think of my childhood, this is what I think about. A glass of this will fix it. What's the glass?
Oh, we were told the same thing. This is lemonade, like not even fizzy lemonade.
Yeah, but there's a name.
Oh, over here it's 7 Up.
Yeah.
What do you mean over here?
Just because it doesn't. It doesn't have to specific brands. We just have loads of different brands of lemonade, and it's this will fix you if it's flat. Oh, it'll be a fixer. Oh, is that a minus point?
Yeah. You can't. You're over here. Here.
Yeah. That was
you live here. You're Irish. Donal.
7 Up was kind of Notions in Manchester. So just
7 Up was Notions in Manchester.
We'd get like supermarket brand ones.
Oh wow, 7 Up is posh in Manchester. Okay, yeah. Okay, right. You're in a shop and someone goes Oggy, Oggy, Oggy. What song is playing in the background?
Maniac.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. That is absolutely correct. We're gonna give you one more, Donal. Okay, I feel like I've kind of hit you with some hard ones. So let's hit you with another one. What's the highest mountain in Ireland?
It's one of the three in Kerry.
Kira, what's the highest mountain in Ireland?
Carntuhill.
Ah, that's the one. Yeah. There we go. Okay.
Where is Carntuhill? Kerry. There you go. Well, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really easy for me to sit here on the other side, because some of these questions I definitely wouldn't have guessed the Great Famine, 100% no. And do you know what's funny? If somebody asked me what the greatest like landmark in Irish history was, I'd probably say the 1916 Rising. But when you think about it, probably is the Great Famine, isn't it? No? You guys are looking at me very clueless there.
Because as soon as you say Irish landmark, I just think of the spire.
I don't mean
historical
landmark. Oh my God, the spire. Yeah. Do you know that's 20 years old now?
What?
Mad.
Have you ever found the point of that?
I can't reach it, no. Oh God. Oh no.
Well, that was awful.
Oh, so I'm Irish then anyway.
Yeah. You are very Irish. Yes, you are more Irish than me and more Irish than Kira on the show this morning. Celebrating.
Thanks, Donal. Thank you.
Congratulations, Donal. Yes. Happy Paddy's Day in advance of tomorrow.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Truth or trash, we try to fool each other with something true or something that's false. I never know how to describe this game. I guess the best way of finding out about it is by listening to it.
Yeah.
We're going to give you something that you may or may not find useful in a future pub quiz. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good way of putting facts. It. Might be true, might be not be true. Anyway, who wants to go first this morning?
I'll go first.
Okay.
What do you have for us?
What do you have for us?
So I found out something recently. And
well done.
I hope I'll never be in this situation, but there you go. Men in China pay breakup fees to ex-girlfriends after a breakup.
Breakup fees?
Yeah, breakup fees. Not like if they're married, just if the girlfriend and boyfriend, and they go.
So they have to pay to break up with them?
Yeah.
Is this why, like, Chinese women have like multiple exes because they're like
bring the money in. Yeah.
They're like every breakup is
strategy,
like
that's a great
such a good
strategy.
Way to make money is just date loads of men. Yeah. That's if it's true, of course.
That's if it's true.
Yeah.
Breakup fees.
I just found it recently and just it scared me slightly.
He's trying to convince us now, Kayla. This is the whole point of the game.
This is also something that took us come from Donald's brain.
Yeah.
I'm creative. Yeah, and a bit mental, yeah.
I'm going to say trash purely on the basis of I just find that that's a real, like, that the system is flawed then, that you can, like, break up with... Well, no, if they break up with the... What happens if she breaks up with him?
Yeah, that's true.
I just know it's the one side.
If he breaks up with her...
It's a male thing, yeah.
So that means that they'd have to stay with them if they don't have money.
That's
because
so
they can't afford to break up. That's trash.
It is true.
What?
It's not for every relationship, but China is like this. They're all about manners in China, and it's described as compensation for time wasted because you were with them and then you're not with them and you've wasted time they could have been with somebody properly.
What then is say, you know, you're going, it's a tough month, people have bills and stuff, and then all of a sudden you don't want to be your other half anymore. I owe you. What? You can't break up with your other half then because you have to pay them off.
Yeah, it's not like it's a private thing with the partner. It's not like a thing that's like a law. It's just like sorry about that. That was 3 months.
Here's the money. Revolution 10 euro. Yeah. That is wild. Okay. There you go. Learning something
China,
new on the show.
The gift that keeps on giving.
That is crazy.
Kira, do you want to go next or will I?
You go ahead.
I'll go ahead. Okay. The very first St. Patrick's Day parade actually didn't happen in Ireland, though. It happened in Florida in 1601. And the very first parade in Ireland didn't actually happen until 1903 in County Waterford.
I actually saw this when I was looking for facts.
Oh,
but I don't know if it could be trash, because when I seen it, it said the first parade was in Boston, not in Florida.
Oh. Interesting. Well, then that's up to you to decide, isn't it?
Yeah, Boston's on the East Coast, so yeah, that's
so is Florida, though, Donal.
Oh, it is, yeah. Sorry, I'm thinking of Chicago.
Donal is usually the intelligent one in the room. Finally, he's human, ladies and gentlemen. The talented, handsome man has a flaw. Yes.
And he's not Irish.
Wow, Ciara swinging back.
What do you reckon, Donal?
Just because of what Ciara said, that I had this sense in, and I'd imagine Boston was before Florida. So I'm going to say trash.
Well, to me, it's true. Gemini, Google's artificial intelligence companion,
is telling me
that it happened in Florida. However, open to being corrected. 087-110-297. No, genuinely,
I could be wrong.
I could be wrong too.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. Thanks,
we're both trash.
We could both be just pure trash.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, we could. So,
it's okay.
I'm putting it out there as a fact that the first parade happened in Florida. Although I do think in the 1600s, wasn't Florida colonized by Spain?
Again, history is
this is
not
wild. Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, that's my fact. If you can disagree with it and let us know the truth, 087-110-2107. Ciara, this is over to you now.
So, up until the 19th century, the colour associated with St. Patrick was actually blue.
I saw.
Yeah, I knew you were going to see it.
Go on anyway, go on.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Don't know what you think.
I know that to be true.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I thought that would have been false.
I'm going to say it's trash, Ciara.
Definitely. No, it's true.
It's true. That's mad, because I actually also saw that earlier on, and I was debating whether or not to use the Florida Parade one or the color blue.
Imagine we came at the same one.
Apparently, green only became the color of Paddy's Day in the late 1700s during the Irish Rebellion.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Blue was the color.
Yeah.
Mad. I think blue would be nothing wrong with green, but like, we should all just do Paddy's Day in blue one day to celebrate the fact that we used to wear blue.
We should.
Are you wearing blue? Either of you guys wearing blue right now?
My shoes are blue.
Your shoes are blue. Ciara, you're Irish.
Yes. Confirmed.
Confirmed with the blue shoes.
Yes.
So there you go. So what did we learn today? We learned that blue was the original colour of Paddy's Day. Did anybody correct us on the Florida thing?
No.
No, they didn't.
It could be just me, honestly. Like, it probably is my fault.
Surprisingly, the first recorded St. Patrick's Day parade in history took place in New York. That's a message that came in.
Oh.
March 17th in 1762. That's come in from a listener. That come in from Joe. Thank you so much. So we now have New York, Boston, and Florida.
So they were all wrong.
But there's 200 years between all these parades. So
okay, well, who knows?
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, Joe, thanks.
Answers,
we actually don't know the answer to that one. And then Donal has told us that if you're in China and you break up with a girl, you have to pay her.
That's
crazy. That was polite.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
It is Paddy's Day tomorrow. Donald's got some jiggly bits.
Yeah.
He's jigged up some songs that you know. This is incredible. Donald's actually played these on the accordion because you are a musician.
Yeah, but they're not that easy to identify still.
And again, and Ciara were saying this has nothing to do with Donald's musical ability.
No.
No, it's not. Have you heard these, Ciara?
I haven't.
Oh, good, okay.
I've actually never heard Donald play the accordion, so I actually can't say anything.
So here we go. Okay, so we'd love you to see if you can identify what they are. 087-110-2107. We've got three jiggly bits. And look, this is just for fun. I have no prizes to give you. So you're purely taking part for the fun and the participation award, the well done, you showed up trophy. 087-110-2107. We've got three of them. One, two, and three. See if you can identify them. This is jigged up bit number one. Whoa. Wow.
Amazing.
Are you hearing anything?
I can hear it, but I don't know it. No. Ow, my brain. Oh, good God.
I think I just was so fascinated by how well you're playing that I was like, this is fun. And I was like, wait, I meant to think of a song.
That's lovely, isn't it? Don't
This is my first time being nice to you on the last.
Don't get used to it.
We still have two more jiggly bits to go. So that's number one. If you think you can identify it, we'd love to hear from you this morning. 087-1102-107. We're going to go on to number two now. This is so good. Sorry. I just threw in a bit of dance music there in the background by accident. Donald's like, wait a minute. I didn't hit those drums. Donald, these sound great.
That one must ring some bell with you. Yeah, especially you, Maddie.
They both ring a bell. What bell they're ringing, I don't know.
I'm so clueless over here. My foot keeps tapping. I'm like, feel
that's
like I'm in a
good.
Pub. I'm like, yay.
Yeah, Kira's like in the mood, ready to go. Yeah. Donald, like, how long have you been playing the accordion?
Since I was about 12, so.
Okay.
Oh my God.
About 20 years, yeah.
And how long have you been doing gigs playing the accordion?
Since I was about 12.
Oh, no way! You were thrown in early, so you were. Okay, so that's jiggly bit number two. And then we got one more jiggly bit from Donal. It's a well-known song. He's playing it on the accordion. Can you tell us what it is?
I thought they were quite easy once you heard them.
But because you know.
You're playing them. Yeah, it's
you're
like,
a musician.
It's like when you're humming a song.
Yeah.
It's like it's so easy. You're like, how do people not get this? Because you're the one doing it.
Yeah.
But wow, there you go. Donald's talent. no, seriously, that sounds so cool.
It does.
Yeah, it really, really does. Myself and Kira, we're lost for words. You listening right now, 087-1102-107. Can you identify any of them, please and thanks, in a voice note. And like I said, we're playing for a bit of fun on the show this morning. Ahead of Paddy's Day tomorrow, this morning on iRadio, we are celebrating all things Irish by flaunting Donal's jiggly bits, baby. He has jigged up songs that we all know. Well, apparently we know them, Kira.
No.
You should know them.
Donal's talents are endless. One includes, I don't know why you laugh when I say that. Like,
I don't like you saying things that are nice.
And like, and earlier on, we based on obviously Donal's accent, we questioned his Irishness earlier on the show.
I
think that's the proof. You've proven you're Irish now by not accepting compliments. That has done it for us. So we need to reveal Donal's jiggly bits. A couple of moments ago, Donal played three well-known songs on the accordion and we had to guess what they were. Myself and Kira hadn't a clue.
No,
we haven't a clue. This was the first one. So I haven't a clue what that one is at all.
You'll kick yourself.
I'm humming it. The answer is. Wait. Do they actually use an accordion in that?
They got an accordion there? No, I can't hear an accordion doing it.
Though. No, I can't. I can hear something. That's like
it's an instrument.
An instrument. Thank you, Kira.
You're welcome.
Jiggly bit number two was. And the answer is. No. I was never getting that one. Definitely a well-known song.
Yeah.
Correct on that one. Was I guessing it? Absolutely not. Does it sound cool on the accordion? Yeah. Really, really cool.
The riff is, without all the instruments behind it, you probably couldn't get it as easy, but yeah.
No, you need the, wow, you need Kesha screaming over it, so you do. Jiggly bit number three was. Kira, before we continue, any ideas?
Absolutely none.
No ideas at all. That's a tough one.
That's tough. How did you pull that from that? Yeah, simple. Yeah. Whatever.
Kira's like, actually, that's very fair. Yeah, great answer on that one. Happy Paddy's Day, whatever you're getting up to, however you're celebrating it. We are just glad that we can have Donal in to play the accordion first this morning.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.